Yeah, copy that. I've not actually held any other WOOCs on but the two that I have in the SHTF line, you know, KGUV9, blah, 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 blah. But like I said, I mean, I listen to what other people are saying, and I listen to what other people are using, and I do my research, and if you get these people that are coming in and they're looking for a nice radio to start with, I will recommend a Wuxon 905 or 935. I mean, this is, I mean, these new are like, what, 250 with a smiley antenna on them? I bought my new HT when it was on sale, and I got it for less than 250 overall. And then I had to buy the other antenna for it because I did not buy the smiley for it. Which I'm still a little discouraged by smiley. It just, you know, for it to, in a sense, melt and the rubber start to melt. And I found that the base of it was getting hot after long key-ups. It kind of concerned me. Now, with these Wuxons and as how heavy is the mounting system on, I don't feel any heat or warmth off of these things at all. So it takes a little bit of experimentation, but yeah, starting to hear some good things about other radios besides Wuxon, be it the Anytones or the TID radios.
You know, I will add that on the 935, that one setting, which is the channel wizard, they call it, it is pretty sweet. It just makes programming it. If you just on the fly, suddenly you want to program with something, it's so simple. Even someone as simple-minded as I am, you can do it. It's very intuitive. That should be a standard feature on all radios. The channel wizard, it's great. And it's, I want to say, you know, when you fire the radio up, you're on whatever, menu 0 or 1, whatever. It's 2 backwards, and you're to the channel wizard, which is a great place to locate it. You don't have to remember the number or go chasing it, whatever. It's a good feature. I will be seeing that kind of thing on more radios in the future. But I was going to say, too, price-wise, yeah, these things are even more reasonable now. My 935, I got it. They had a little sale going. I got paid $1.35 for it. I was very happy with that. And even with the 9GX, I think that was $169 maybe. So they're coming down. Yeah, granted, the smiley antenna, but I probably wouldn't redo or do that again. It's an additional $20 or something that you don't really have to spend, or $25, whatever. They're okay, but I probably wouldn't buy any more of those.